It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate on Wednesday voted 66-30 to repeal the 1999 authorization for the use of military force for the Gulf War and the 2002 AUMF for the Iraq War. This bipartisan resolution is an effort to finally revoke the authority to wage war from the executive branch. Constitutionally, only Congress can declare war. So there's that. It also ends a chapter on an invasion that many lawmakers now consider a mistake. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians died in those years of fighting, along with nearly 5,000 American troops, after the then President George W. Bush's administration lied, saying that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein was sitting on a stockpile of weapons of mass destruction. So now if the House passes the resolution, it won't affect any current deployments, but it will take back power over military strikes and deployments that Congress had given to the White House. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, had detained Evan Gershkovich. He's a U.S. citizen and a reporter for the Wall Street Journal on espionage charges. The Journal said in a statement it vehemently denies the allegations from the FSB and seeks the immediate release of Gershkovich, adding that the newspaper is deeply concerned for their reporter's safety. Another trove of private messages between hosts and management at the Fox, not news channel, were unredacted and made public Wednesday. It should have everyone over there even more worried about their fate than before. These messages show the magnitude of their worrying about the financial fallout the company would suffer if it dared to actually report news over lies. These new messages were included in a presentation that Dominion showed at a hearing just last week in Wilmington, Delaware. Dominion, the voting technology company, publicly released the full slideshow on Wednesday. Lots of action across the country in individual states. After Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear vetoed a bill banning gender-affirming health care for young transgender people, Republican lawmakers overrode the veto. Unfortunately, in Kentucky, both chambers have Republican supermajorities, and the votes weren't even close. Republicans denounced Beshear's veto, calling him a tool of the far left who's out of touch with Kentuckians. But opponents of the bill have called it the most extreme anti-LGBTQ legislation in the country and threatened to challenge it in court. But there are other states who want to vie for the most extreme title. North Carolina's legislature on Wednesday voted to override their governor, Roy Cooper's veto, and repeal a state requirement for gun buyers to get a permit from a local sheriff. This bill passed in the state house 71-46 along party lines. It had already cleared the state Senate 30-19, and the margins were big enough in both chambers to override Cooper for the first time since 2018. By the way, the repeal took effect immediately. Not to be left behind, Florida's legislature this week will likely cast their final votes on approving permitless concealed carry. Yeah, no license or training necessary to have a gun on your person anywhere in the state. What could possibly go wrong? And they'll probably also this week pass what will likely be one of the most restrictive abortion bans in the country at just 6 weeks, when most women don't even know they're pregnant. But Idaho's over here going, wait, what about us? Less than a year after banning nearly all abortions, lawmakers in Idaho are set to vote on a bill that would prohibit minors from traveling for an abortion without parental consent. This legislation would create a new crime that the Republicans are calling, quote, abortion trafficking. The crime would be a felony, and those found guilty would face 2 to 5 years in prison. Just checking the calendar to see what year this is. And the map to see what country this is. Oh, and by the way, if you're in Minnesota, you're next in our spin the wheel of where the next train derailment will be. Yeah, a train carrying ethanol through Minnesota derailed and caught fire about 1 a.m. Thursday morning in Raymond, Minnesota. Multiple cars on the train quickly caught on fire, and officials told people living nearby to evacuate as a precautionary measure. There have been no reported injuries as a result of the derailment. And I'll just add the word, yet. And finally,
play ball.
Major League Baseball season begins today. It's opening day, with all 30 teams playing their first game on opening day for the first time since 1968. And there's a little bit of excitement because they're introducing new rule changes, a pitch clock, where pitchers must throw the ball within a certain time frame. There will also be a limit on pitcher throws to first base, and these changes are expected to shorten games by an average of 20 minutes, while boosting base-stealing attempts. Bases have been enlarged by 3 square inches, reducing the distance between bases by 4.5 inches. And there's other rule changes that supposedly will make the game a bit more exciting. And there's other news. A deal is reportedly in place between Major League Baseball and the minor league players on a historic first collective bargaining agreement for minor leaguers. That is a big deal. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.